Considered one of the first mathematical instruments, the abacus has evolved significantly, and so have the ways to use them. This Chinese abacus, known as a Son Pan, has a 5 plus 2 bead configuration, with 5 earth beads and 2 heaven beads on a single rod split by a wooden barrier. The number of rods indicates the degree of accuracy of the calculated number. For example, 3 rods indicates a 3-digit number, either 100, 10, 1, or 0.01. The choice of decimal point was dependent on the use. The first description of a Chinese abacus was from a book of the Eastern Han Dynasty, approximately 190 Common Era. The instrument was often used by merchants and shopkeepers calculating costs. The beads on the lower deck are commonly called earth or water beads, and each represent a value of 1, whilst the heaven beads on the upper deck represent a value of 5. The Chinese abacus had a 5 plus 2 bead configuration, which allowed hexadecimal calculations, as Chinese weight units were in a hexadecimal system. This is done by having both heaven beads and all earth beads raised, giving a value of 15 on one rod. Thus, any number between 0 and 15 can be displayed on a single rod. Configurations of a 4 plus 1 can also be found and are often referred to as a soroban or Japanese abacus, however the two commonly interchange names. The abacus was capable of multiplication, addition and subtraction, and was very time efficient when used by a skilled person. Addition worked on the similar principle that you would add the appropriate value to each rod from right to left, and carry any tens to the next row as needed. Subtraction works very similarly, but in reverse, and might require borrowing from more leftward rods. Multiplication was different, and required individual mental multiplication of digit by digit from left to right. For a 5 plus 2 abacus, two alternative techniques called the extra bead and suspended bead techniques could be used to make multiplication quicker. These methods are still used today in some Chinese stores, and Chinese abacuses can be found all around the globe. It is even thought that the Chinese abacus inspired the Roman abacus.